You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got an absolutely great show. We're now going to talk about Wynwood. We're going to talk about Miami Beach. We are going to talk real estate in South Florida, and we have got a special guest. This segment is sponsored by Julio Gonzalez and Engineer Tax Services and Don Weidenfeld of Magnum Energy Solutions, and we have got a special guest, Chaim Kahani, not related to the famous rabbi, but he is a rabbi when it comes to talking about real estate in South Florida. Chaim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Jim? How you doing?
You're going on. Are we having fun yet?
Always having fun. You're fun to watch.
I love it. They'll see us on Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter, and all that stuff. Let's talk a little bit. You bought some deals in Wynwood. Tell me what motivated you to invest in Wynwood.
I saw a lot of similarities in Wynwood that I saw in Williamsburg and Brooklyn, the artistic culture, the nature, the vibe. When you walk in that area, you just feel an amazing energy that I felt the first time that I was there, and I was just really attracted to it.
Yeah, the amazing energy is because it's a block and a half away from where I live. But continue.
Yeah, so it took us a little while to get familiar with what worked over there and really understand the lay of the ground of the market. But once we did, we worked very quickly to try to acquire as many deals as we could. And in about a year, we probably acquired about 10 properties.
High five to you. So you're well positioned then.
Pretty well positioned, yeah.
So are you done? Are you going to look at the next market?
In Wynwood?
Well, I don't know. You done in Wynwood? What are you looking at these days?
I think for now I'm done in Wynwood.
Brokers are listening. They may send you properties.
You know, it's been hard for me to buy in Wynwood. You know, most of the stuff that I bought over there, we purchased significantly less to where things are trading at today. So it's hard for me to get my arms around it. It reminds me of a conversation that I had early on when I started looking in Wynwood with a local broker here who's been in the market for 30 years. I was sitting in Jimmy's kitchen with him, and he's telling me that he just can't understand the market, you know, because he remembers it from 10, 15 years ago when things were trading at, you know, $10, $12 a foot. And 2 years ago when we were buying, we were trading at $220, $230 a foot. And today things are trading at, you know, $700 to $1,500 a foot. The last trade was at $1,700 a foot on Second Avenue. So when I bought stuff at $2, $250 a foot, it's hard for me to get my arms around the pricing that's there today.
Well, I think that now you can understand why the other person had the issue when it was 50 going to 200.
Yeah, but the problem was I was making fun of him then, you know, so now I'm kind of laughing at myself a little bit.
Hey, I think you're doing just fine. You got really good strategic real estate. I looked at your website. I'm very happy for you. I think you're going to do fine. What are you looking at coming up?
We're concentrating really heavily on the beach. You know, we've bought some stuff on Collins. We bought some stuff on Washington. I like what's going on over there, particularly on Collins between 5th and 8th. I love MIMO. You know, I've been looking for some stuff over there. We're currently under contract with a couple of deals over there that we're going to reposition. I love the Gables. I think the Gables is a good market. I think South Florida has a tremendous amount of room to grow. There's a lot of money coming in both internationally and nationally, and I like what's going on down there.
Now, Chaim, I know you're buying these properties. Is there opportunities for people to co-invest with you in these deals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our business model is basically we syndicate most of our deals from, you know, local family offices and high net worth individuals. We obviously invest our own money and our own capital alongside on every deal that we do. I think, thank God, we have a pretty good track record and we've done pretty well in the past.
So you manage the properties once you buy them? You're an operator too, huh? Vertically integrated?
Everything we do, we keep in-house. We have a full office in New York that deals with all the payables, receivables, the accounting stuff. We have a full acquisition team over here. We actually brought in a guy from New York. All he does is canvass the streets all day trying to find off-market opportunities for us. I would say 75 or 80% of the things that we've bought in the Florida market have all been off-market transactions, and we've been able to build good relationships with a lot of the longtime local sellers.
Wow, that really sounds like a great business plan. Now, how do you, we talked in the green room, I guess, that we're going to talk a little bit with Mark comes on about some of the experiences you've had about finding out about people and the impact that that's had. You're looking in any new markets here in Miami?
You know, I kind of like the markets that I'm in right now. I like Miami. I like South Beach. I like Washington, as I said. I like Collins. I like MIMO. Wynwood is good at my basis that I enjoy it at. You know, I think we'll do okay over there. We've repositioned some assets over there. We brought in some good tenants. I think we're actually one of the first companies to sign a Fortune 100 company in one of our buildings. We have a lease actually with Revlon.
Can you reveal? That's great.
Yeah. We signed a lease with Revlon. They're doing their whole East Coast national photo shoot campaign out of our building, one of our buildings that we own on 25th Street, 48 Northwest 25th Street. So really excited about that. We've signed the leases with a really cool tattoo parlor called Iris Tattoo out of Argentina. They have a huge following. They have over 130,000 followers.
My gosh.
On Instagram. Yeah. You know, when the broker brought it to me, he's like, I want to bring a tattoo parlor to your shop. I'm like, you know, it's not really the kind of vibe that we're looking for. He's like, no, look at them. Take a look at their website. They've been written up in magazines.
They're artists, not tattoo guys.
They do amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And, you know, we just signed the lease with BFA Designs, which is a very high-end kitchen company that's coming out of Design District. And, you know, we have some really good tenants that we're talking to about some of the other availabilities that we have in the market.
I think people rolling out of the design district and going a little south, you're going to see that. They first went north, now they're going to go back south because there's still a price break. You still get the same access, the same vibe, the same people.
I remember when I came to Wynwood like 2 years ago, you know, the traffic light on Northwest 20th Street and 2nd Avenue was blinking because people didn't really want to stop. And today, you can't even cross the streets. The traffic is just phenomenal. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I live there. Thanks a lot.
It's my fault. I'll take the blame for it.
No, it's my fault. I'm selling all the high-rise sites. You're just doing a little bit of retail, bringing a couple people in. I'm the one bringing 4,000 people there, I complain the whole time.
The guy's got to have a place to eat, right?
Yeah, you know, they got to have a place to live, a place to eat. So, you know, you come a little off-peak, everything's going to be fine.
Everything's great. Everything's great.
I love it. And the other thing I like is that the properties that you're buying are walk-to things. You know, that's the big thing in Wynwood. Some people don't realize some locations are not walk-to. Yours are.
Everything that we bought was concentrated in between 2nd Avenue, Northwest 2nd Avenue, North Miami Avenue. I think that's where all the corridors are coming. You know, we bought a great building on 24th Street, 151 Northwest 24th, you know, which you have the new Miami Arts Charter School is opening up over there. And, you know, we're actually in advanced talks with a very prominent tenant to take that space, which I think will be a game changer for the area.
I think that all of these tenants, it's all building a mosaic. I'm going to have to talk artsy, right?
Sure.
They're building the mosaic, an ecosystem, I said, with the guy last week about technology. But this is going to be an ecosystem of arts and entertainment. People will come over from the beach. The vibe that we had 20 years ago at the beach with the Revlons and the fashion shoots will come back. The Greg Robbins guy is brilliant in bringing that kind of vibe and putting all that up there, and you're going to get the advantage of that.
We love it. You know, like I said, we looked at some things in Design District, and for me it was a little difficult to get my arms around it with the pricing, but he's done a phenomenal job creating the Rodeo Drive of Miami in a market that nothing existed, and I think a lot of that will spill over to Wynwood, and I think that's where a lot of the traffic comes. You know, it reminds me of a story when I was first here. I was on a plane flying back and forth before I moved here, and I was sitting next to this person who was she worked for Morgan Stanley in their arts department. And I was talking to her. I said, you know, where do you and your friends like to hang out? She's like, we used to hang out in the Bell Harbor shop. She goes, right now we go shopping in Design District, and then we go eat and hang out in Wynwood. And
well,
to me, that was great.
That's an endorsement. Hey, listen, Chaim, can you stick around for a couple minutes? You had a great story outside. I want to bring Mark on later around the corner. We'll do a little crossover. We're going to talk about how you used a little background checking to protect your, I'll have to say it, assets.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Be happy to.
All right. Well, stick with us. You heard we're going to have some great information. The second half of the show is going to be devoted to making sure you're doing business with the person you think you are. We're going to have Mark Hurwitz on. He's the president of Crossroads Investigations. He used to be with the CIA. The Deputy National Security Advisor, Patrick Moynihan, all kinds of, oh my gosh, I'm overcome. He's qualified, I think.